What a show we got for y'all today. I am not responsible for anything the man to my right, LeSean Shady McCoy, does on today. He is in rare form.
Wait, you don't love my outfit?
No, I love the outfit. Oh, right. Shady showing a little too much chest for my liking, but what am I?
I watched Bad Boys yesterday. I feel like Mike Lowry.
Championship
game today. Why not?
Well, his name is LeSean McCoy. He's the Eagles' all-time rushing leader, though.
He's true.
Not at all Mike Lowry from Bad Boys. On the far end, that's Super Bowl champ James Jones. James, how you feeling, big dog?
Man, what's going down?
You feel good? Let the world know.
To James's right is the brilliant Joy Taylor. Joy, how are we?
Great. Oh, doing man. Great. Championship weekend.
Championship weekend.
Hey, my brother.
My brother, can you behave for 90 minutes? 89 and a half.
Hold on, I'm going to give you some
89
love.
89 and a half.
Nah, I ain't going.
All right, family, speaking of giving people love, how about the phenomenal season that South Carolina had yesterday, capping off an undefeated season, ending Caitlin Clark's last game in college with A.L. Don Staley, an absolute legendary coach. And before we get to everything from Caitlin, how about Don Staley and what exactly she did? I will just very briefly run off. I think the most impressive part to me about Don Staley was that in a microwave society, Don Staley really put it in the oven, the success that is, and she let it bake over time. 7 consecutive seasons when she got there, 08-09, they got better, and they got better, and they got better, and they got better, and they got better, culminating in her first Final Four appearance. But then after the Final Four appearance, she did not stop there. Won 2 national titles in her last 4 seasons. And beyond the 2 national titles, when you think about the L she took 1 to Caitlin Clark, one of the greatest players the game has ever seen, and she took 1 3 years back to a Stanford team that inevitably won a national championship. Don Staley likely would have won the national title during the COVID season when she was 32-1, but they did not play a tournament. What's so impressive to me, again, in a society where we want to see success instantly and imminently, Don Staley was there for 15 years. She spent her first 7 years building it, and now she will watch it, and we will all watch it, continue to be successful because she did not microwave it. She didn't catch lightning in a bottle. She truly built it from the ground up. But Joy, how impressive was Don Staley's run to you?
Incredibly impressive. Forget the fact that they did it over one of the most phenomenal players that we've ever seen play the game in Caitlin Clark. But to go undefeated, to lose 3 games over the last 112 games, to put together a brand new starting 5 after losing all of her starters last year, to lose to Iowa, come back and beat Iowa in the championship game, again, against a player that's having a season like Caitlin Clark is having, to build everything that she has built there in South Carolina, as you mentioned, win her 3rd title, putting her in the conversation with people like Pat Summitt, Gino Auriemma, John Wooden, Coach K, Roy Williams, Bobby Knight, Kim Mulkey.
Yeah.
She's 1 of 11 coaches in college basketball history to have 3 or more titles. Mm. She can say that now. So to have the season that they have, to fly, you know, kind of under the radar because the conversation was really not about them. Yeah, they're a great team. They're a great team. Are they going to get back? They're a great team. We know they're good. But what's going on over here? To come to the championship game, to win the way that they did. And look, this was a battle. It's not like they started at the beginning of that game rolling. So they earned it. Incredible performance, incredible career that Don Staley has built, a dynastic setup that she has there with that program. It's really, really impressive. And I mean, she's just put herself in a whole other conversation.
And with all of us being college athletes, I think you can't state going undefeated in college is crazy.
That's crazy.
And the reason it's crazy is because you're dealing with 18 to 22 year olds who got to go to class. They got to take micro econ. They got to take physics. They got to deal with getting broken up with. They got to deal with getting into new relationships. They got to deal with parking on campus. They got to deal with dorms. They got to deal with housing. They have to deal with all of this stuff. To not lose a single game, James Jones, is absolutely mind-blowing. I went undefeated through a regular season and then lost in a national championship game. She went undefeated the whole time. Yeah. Wow.
You're right. And that, to be honest with you, that's what impresses me the most, right? And that's why I put her up there in the GOAT conversation, because when you listen to these young women talk that play for Staley, these young women, number one, they humble. Number two, when you listen to them talk about her, she's changing their lives. You talked about losing 5 starters on a really, really, really good basketball team last year. And the way that she developed these young girls this year and came in here and did not lose a game. And if you watch the game yesterday, her freshman was the baddest ones on the court. Mm. Yeah. But just the way over time, how she has developed these young women on and off the basketball court is truly amazing. I mean, she's one of the greatest coaches to ever do it. But when you watch all of her players, when they come to South Carolina and when they leave South Carolina, totally different women, totally different basketball players. And that's why a bunch of them are in the WNBA. But what she's accomplished is truly unbelievable. We talked about it. Undefeated.
That's crazy.
Like, every crazy. Single game you have to show up and play. And it sounds easy, but it's not easy. Every single game you're getting everybody's best punch. When South Carolina is coming in the building or you coming to South Carolina, you know you are, it ain't no time to relax. To win 38 of these things and then finish it all beating Caitlin Clark the way they beat Caitlin Clark, truly special.
Chief Coach Staley.
Talk about it.
Philly. It's funny because, you know, in Philadelphia, we always knew about her, right? Hell of a player. But the thing she's doing on a basketball court as far as a coach is unbelievable. It's a phenomenal job. I mean, three championships we talked about. But the last 3 years, they won 97% of their games. You know how hard that is
that's
to do?
That's
right?
Crazy.
And I think aside from just the real coaching X's and O's, let's just go aside from that. She's a phenomenal person, right?
Yeah.
She's so big into her faith, right, with the Lord and stuff like that. You don't, like, I feel like when coaches and players get to a certain level, it becomes kind of me without even saying it. And she don't say that. Nah, I'm happy. I'm thankful for what he's provided us, right? Mm-hmm. Stuff like that I love to see. And then it sprinkles down to the players. Great attitudes, great personalities, right? They love to play for. A lot of these great coaches that we love to talk about, right? I won't even get into the names, but the players don't love playing for them.
No doubt.
They can't wait to leave. How is it with Coach? Oh, he's a great coach. Next question. Yeah. They don't want to talk about it. But with Staley, everybody loves to talk. The players love to talk about her. And then another thing is, she's so authentic. It's like nothing fake. A lot of these coaches I play for, man, they're really, really good, but it's not authentic. It's like an act. Cameras are rolling. Not her. She's the same way when cameras are on or off, and that's why I love her. And the last thing I got to give her credit for, because there's been some god-awful outfits I've been seeing in college basketball. Staley, we got that swag, and she got that drip, and she got that you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Don,
you see Louis Vuitton, all that
Louis
stuff. Coach Staley, I'm going to give you a big shout-out. Keep doing what you're doing. You are inspiring so many people from ball players and football, right? I see so many football players tweeting about her. Yeah. I'm like, oh, they feel the same way I feel about her. So just keep doing what you're doing. Philly loves everything you're doing. And guess what? Keep that swag on. Because you got that swag.
No doubt about it. Well, Shady, here's a problem with sports. You can call it a problem if you want to. Winners beget losers. So though I would love to spend the next 83 minutes with you all, with y'all taking y'all time, just glowingly about, oh my God, everything is so good in sports and life and everybody wins. It's not how it works. Winners beget losers. Don Staley in South Carolina winning
winners.
Caitlin Clark to Gunnell in the last game of her collegiate career, last time she will touch a college basketball court as an athlete, she lost. But the great debate is this, 2-5, is Caitlin Clark the GOAT, greatest of all time without a title?
I mean, duh. Yeah. We talked about how great Coach Staley was, right? How authentic she was. What did she say before she left? She gave her an interview after the game, right? Press conference, this
Thank
and that.
Caitlin, yeah.
And the last she said is Caitlin Curry Clark. If you're out there somewhere, and she said, yo, you are one of our biggest GOATs. You've changed the game. We all, you guys love to talk about Breonna Stewart and how great she was, right? Tarazé, who else you got? Maya Moore. All these are phenomenal,
Candace
though.
Parker.
They ain't changed the game.
Ooh.
And every. They haven't. Mm. Like this old girl,
like
Caitlin.
Okay, yeah, there is.
Every barbershop talk, right?
Yep.
Those are real sports conversations, right?
Talk about
from my background, from my culture, right? It's the LeBron-esque, the Lakers, it's Patrick Mahomes. Nah, it's Caitlin Clark.
Curry Clark.
Think about this. Think about a time, right? Because let's be honest, we all didn't watch women's basketball, right?
Yeah.
We had to cover for our job, but that's not a popular conversation. Now it is.
Yep.
This is not my words. This is what the viewers say. 12 million or something like that?
Mm-hmm. 14.
I mean, Maya Moore, no one getting that.
It's true.
No. I mean, Breonna Stewart wasn't getting that. So what I say is this. She's changed the game. I haven't seen no player in basketball other than one dude. And he got 4 championships. And he's one of the GOATs. Stephen Curry. I haven't seen nobody like her. And the last thing I'm going to say is about why she's the GOAT without a championship. Did y'all see the game? You see the mismatch? Before the ball was tipped up, you just see the mismatch, right? You had bigger, stronger, faster girls on this side. You had average little girls on the other side. You had one superstar that was burning everybody on the court. And it's the truth. And if she didn't play for Iowa, first of all, who's going to Iowa? Who's going there? I looked at the teams, right?
A lot of good football players went to Iowa.
I'm talking about basketball, girls basketball. I look at the team, and I look at South Carolina, right? Yep. So the game started. Kalen started going off quick.
Yep.
I ain't wasting no time. I got to get my butt. It makes sense. And then South Carolina started. They didn't do well. But the backups came in there and started balling. Well, who's the backups?
Five-star.
All-American, five-star.
Five-star. Five-star.
So when I get the other team, I'll see one of them. So when you ask me, are you really the GOAT without a championship? Yes. You took this Iowa team that nobody's ever going to go to all the way to the championship 2 years in a row? Yeah. Come on, man. Yes, she's the GOAT.
The Shady, I love you, my brother. You know that. I disagree with you. I disagree with you, but I love you. I will take the Dawn Staley quote, and I will just say it more literally. Dawn Staley said she is one of the GOATs.
Yeah.
I believe that Caitlin Clark is one of the greatest basketball players ever. I do not believe that you can be the greatest without winning a title. Mm. Any sport, any gender, I do not care. It does not matter if it is swimming. It does not matter if it is track and field. It does not matter if it is basketball, men's nor women's. It does not matter if it is football. It does not matter if it is tennis. Anybody that we proclaim to be the GOAT of a sport has a title. Is she one of the GOATs? Absolutely. She's on my Mount Rushmore. She is top four. Caitlin Clark is one of the greatest players the game has ever seen. I believe what Caitlin Clark has done is more important even than being a GOAT. Think about Allen Iverson for all the young hoopers. What Allen Iverson did for the game of basketball without being the greatest of all time. Think about what Mike Vick did for the game of football and the culture without being one of the greatest of all time. So I believe what Caitlin Clark has done is even more important and impressive than being the greatest of all time. She is one of the greatest of all time. But if you call someone a GOAT without winning a title, it completely undermines all of our GOAT dialogue. Mm-hmm. Jordan, people say, is better than Bron, not because Jordan has more points, not because Jordan has more dimes, because Jordan has more titles. Tom Brady is better than Montana because Tom Brady has more titles. Better than Manning because he has more titles. Not more MVPs because he has more titles. GOATs are dependent upon titles. The GOAT is dependent upon a title. Caitlin doesn't have one. One of the GOATs, Joy, I can't call her, though, the greatest of all.
Before
time.
Joy goes, can you give us a college GOAT? You gave me some good pros.
I would say Melo. Of my time. I remember watching my sister went to Syracuse because of Melo.
Any females you want to name?
I would say Breonna Stewart cool. is currently my
cool.
GOAT.
Cool.
Breonna Stewart is my GOAT.
From my notes for my next set.
To Shady's point right there, I don't know that there is necessarily one, when you think of college, one GOAT. For pros, it's a little different, right?
Way
because
different.
The gap between the worst team in the pros and the best team in the pros is not that big.
Right.
Everyone's a professional. On any given night, on any given Sunday, Monday, Thursday, Saturday, it could change, and you can beat that team. You rarely see that in college. There's big upsets. That's why they storm the court, and they write songs and poetry about it. There's a big gap. So I do hear you on that, and it is, I think it's a fair argument, Shady, because you are looking at players do not have the power in college that they do in pros either.
Mm-mm.
You can't recruit. You can't get other stars to come join you. You can, but it's not to the level that pros are. She has no control over the roster that's in Iowa.
Right.
Her influence might help recruit players mm-hmm. there, but it's not the same as having Dawn Staley and South Carolina and what she's able to build year after year after year, which doesn't take anything away from what Staley has built because mm-hmm. it is incredible, and that's part of creating and building organizations and programs so that you're there every single year. But where I would argue is she has had an opportunity to play in a national championship game 2 years in a row.
Twice, yeah.
So they ain't that bad. Yep. Iowa's not that bad. She hadn't dragged them all the way there. Now, she's the reason they're winning without question.
Mm.
But you can't play in the Sweet 16 and then get knocked in the Sweet 16 in the second round and then play in two back-to-back national championship games with a bunch of bums. There's other college teams that are really playing that are really well put together that have a lot of talent that would have something to say about that. So she's had an opportunity twice, 2 years in a row, mm-hmm. to win a championship against different teams, against LSU and against South Carolina. So it's not like it's even the same just dominant UConn team beating them every single year, the same dominant Tennessee team beating them every single year, that there's an extra narrative that we can put here. Now, I agree. Look, Shady, I thought the same thing when they lined up to tip off. I was like,
hold on.
This is gonna be a long night for Iowa. But then they started out strong, and that's they play the game. And I think at the end, South Carolina was the better team, and they won. I just think I can't put her as the GOAT purely as a team game and the achievements that she had the opportunity to win but didn't. But that aside, I don't know that there's been a more influential
player. Oh, it hasn't. There hasn't.
And I don't think that her winning a championship or not winning a championship really means that much to me. Like, when I think of a player that transforms a sport, When I talk about the GOAT, of course, I think you do have to have at least a title, because we do that with every single sport. We do that, period, bottom line. If you are the greatest player of all time, you have to have a championship. That's the standard that we set, because that's what you play for. You don't play for stats. You don't play for individual accomplishments. You play to win championships. You play right. to win gold. You race to win gold medals. The goal is to win, not just participate. So I think that's fair. But what she's done for the sport, what she's done for the culture and the landscape of sports, not just women's basketball, is so influential that I don't know that it matters that much to me.
Yeah, it's a lot of women that paved the way to bring some eyeballs to women's college basketball.
Of course.
But there is zero argument when you talk about her influence on the game. She is the GOAT for bringing eyeballs to the game. We were more excited this year to watch the women play than we were to watch the boys play. Mm. These boys is jumping out the gym. They flying. They doing all that. We probably ain't going to see one dunk in these girls' games. And we are tuned in. You said 14 million?
18.7. Just came out.
18.7 million people watching the game. So she is the GOAT from that standpoint. She has raised the level of college women's basketball. She's going to raise the level of awareness of the WNBA. Right? The WNBA should not, they should be glad she declared and she's coming into the WNBA, because
like you got a butt coming, James.
It is going to be eyeballs on her.
And not be a butt.
But
it was there. I knew it was coming. I've been hanging out
when we talk about GOAT.
Yeah.
To be considered the greatest of all time, at least I thought, to even get in the conversation, you have to have one championship. When we talk about any other GOATs at the college football, whether it's college sports, period, championships. Whether you talk to Cam Newton, whoever you want to talk, championships. So when you talk about GOAT, greatest of all time, and you got players that have won four of them, you got players that have went undefeated and won one, I cannot put her in the GOAT conversation because she does not have a championship.
You know,
she is the greatest of all time, bringing eyeballs to this game and elevating the game.
We sit here and we talk about all the GOATs. They all going to be from a powerhouse college. That's what's going to happen.
Brother, life ain't fair, Shady.
No. I'm not saying it's fair. I'm just saying, we talk about it. Brianna's, right? She went to UConn, right? All these top schools, right? She went to Iowa, though. Iowa. Let's take yourself back into college, right? I was a phenomenal player, I feel like. You put me, Pittsburgh, going against Alabama, I'm probably going to have a great game. You're going to see some talent. They're going to be the same compared if I play my little conference. The reason why she's the GOAT to me, though, right? Even that game last night, 37-0, that was the bench points. That was South Carolina's bench points compared to Iowa's, though. If you take away the best player from South Carolina, put her on the bench, they still can win. You put this girl on the bench, that'll get blew out.
Agreed.
So every time we talk about the GOAT conversation, that matters. If I got All-Americans on the bench, I got All-Americans I'm playing with, that matters. Compared to if I'm playing for Iowa with this, I'm not calling them bums, I'm just saying regular girls. That's what it is. And next year, I guarantee you, Iowa does not go back to the finals or the Final Four. They will not do that.
Of course. Probably true.
Right? But every time, every girl y'all talk about, their team has been there over and over and over again. Do you know why? Because they get the best players. That matters. It's not the NFL. It's not the NFL. You're not drafting elite players. You're drafting scholarship players, or you recruit scholarship players. That can be good or bad. It's a difference. So when you ask me about the GOATs, I get it. Championships, they do matter.
They do.
I feel like for college, it doesn't as much because the players that you are playing with are not drafted as elite players.
Yeah.
You playing with the teammates you have. That's what she did. And this ain't the first time or second time. She's been balling since a freshman. Yeah. And then another last thing before I give it up. We give praise to a girl like Angel Reese, right? And I feel like she's a good player, right? But she owes Caitlin Clark some of that love. When she throw it on the judges and all that and start giving up like attention. And everybody she plays, I don't care who it is, the style of play that she plays, that's what has the eyes tuned into these games. It ain't no the big school of UConn, the big school of this. It's not that. It's a player dominating. Give that girl her credit, man.
Real quick,
because it sounds like y'all hating on that girl.
No, I ain't hating on her. We gave her flowers.
I don't see the
real
flowers.
Quick, because we had a conversation and you said that if you would have went to USC.
Oh, my, easy. Go
hold on, hold on. Yeah. You would have been Reggie Bush,
James.
Right?
I thought I'd have been better.
Yeah, you would have been better than Reggie Bush, right?
Yeah.
Hold on, Nacho. Yeah. So imagine being Maya Moore, imagine being Breonna Stewart, and imagine somebody coming up to Shady, because Shady, you have a lot of confidence. You feel like you're the best in the world. Imagine somebody coming up to you, and you Breonna Stewart, and they saying, Caitlin Curry Clark is the GOAT. And you, Breonna Stewart, sitting there with what you did in college basketball with four championships.
Okay.
She can't even be in this conversation.
She can't?
Greatest of all time.
With all them championships, nobody was watching. Nobody
what
cared.
Is watching
come
on.
What it matters, though? Who don't want to see GOAT play? I want to see GOAT play.
I guess I'm confused. The reason I'm confused, I thought we're having two different conversations.
No, it's the same one.
Well, I think because, Shady, I agree with you wholeheartedly that what Caitlin has done for the eyeballs of the sport, never seen done before.
Never.
Literally, I just found out that the game peaked at 24 million
viewers. Come on, man.
That is asinine. Come on, man. 24 million viewers. But
straight buckets.
But what, though, Shady, does the impact, the cultural impact, the visual impact, what's that have to do with the greatest talent-wise of all time conversation? That's why I brought up Allen Iverson.
Well, I just said it.
To me, like, what AI did culturally and what AI did for generations is probably third, fourth, fifth behind Bird, behind Magic, behind Jordan.
No question.
We wouldn't say that AI is the greatest ever.
We wouldn't, no.
So what I'm saying is, like, Caitlin, one of the greats, of course, but you have two Super Bowl rings. You know how hard it is.
Yeah, but college and pros is two different, so let's just not use them the same. But we don't have to go about all that. We can go by these numbers. You want to go by these numbers? Because she got crazy numbers, though. She is the all-time leading scorer. Is that, does that happen?
Yeah. Matters.
Okay, was he third in assists?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is what she's doing. So when I'm speaking about her being a GOAT, I'm giving you all different reasons why. One of them is because she's the most popular thing that we want to see ever from females basketball ever. That matters, though. Yep. You got friends and homeboys and family members calling me arguing like it's a LeBron and Michael Jordan conversation. No, they're talking about women basketball. Yeah, that's what it is. That's one part. The second thing is the way she plays. Now, if Maya Moore Breonna Stewart, now they beast, though. I don't know if they win a championship with that Iowa squad. Do y'all think they win against South Carolina? Let's ask that question.
We'll never know.
No. Okay, what do you think? Let's just go real quick.
I don't know them girls that you said.
Stewie was cold. No, my man. I think
it was also, it's a mismatch. Like, you look at Cardoza yesterday, like, who's
nobody's checking her.
Nobody's checking her.
Nobody's checking her.
Nobody's
college basketball.
She was, right, but we only talking about college basketball.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what I'm saying. But when you just put it at Iowa, nobody in college women's basketball stopping her.
Correct. And she deserves her flowers today. She was remarkable last night. Incredible player. And nobody's stopping her.
Nobody checking her.
And there were a lot of great performances last night. Where I'm this close to agreeing with you, Shady, because I hear what you're saying. I don't like comparing pros to college. Again, everyone in the pros is a professional player. I know it sounds like silly when I'm saying that, but think about what I'm saying. That means they're so good that they're being paid to play the sport. So even if they're the worst player in the sport, they're still good enough to be paid to play that sport. That means the separation between them and the people that aren't getting paid is still a gap. That's what it is. They're in the league, there's in the league, and then there's not in the league, period. So everyone that's playing in the league is a professional. Everyone that's in college is not on the same level. The staff is not the same level. The facilities are not the same level. Like, when you get to the pros, that is all, for the most part, eliminated. There's an expectation that you're going to have all of the similar resources to be good. You don't have that in college. So where I would get close to agreeing with Shady is we can't really make the sweeping comparisons of programs like a UConn or a Tennessee or South Carolina to Iowa and then just remove that nuance from the conversation. I still think, despite all that, she's had two opportunities to win a championship and didn't get it done. Like, it's not like she was never close to it and still had this impact. She did play in back-to-back championship games, mostly because of her talent. So if we're talking about, like, talent, influence, all of that, she never got the team accomplishment that we expect from a GOAT, but that's also why I feel like it's hard to say that there is just one.
Do you think that, so if we look at this college game today, not even like the past, but right now, you think any of them top players that we talk about could take Iowa's team to the finals? Back-to-back years.
No, she's the best player in college basketball right now. So if she can't do it, none of them can.
But you should, like, that don't count for nothing, though?
No, I think
it counts for her being the best player in college basketball this year.
So even other GOATs, though, right? As you, like Breonna and they were great players. Do you think that they, I'm just asking them, do you think they take this team?
They have a chance, bro.
I think they have a chance.
Like, but do they win is the question.
I don't know if they win, but what's crazy, though, is I think we, We're trying to defend Caitlin Clark. Well,
I'm telling the truth.
And I think we're forgetting how great these other women were. Maya Moore was like that. The only thing that Caitlin Clark does better than Maya Moore is shoot the three ball. That's it.
Oh, that doesn't matter, I guess. That doesn't really matter.
But if we're talking about all-around basketball game, Maya Moore could pass the rock, too,
The only issue I have, though, is I don't want to now start devaluing rings.
No.
Like, the only reason you play is for a chip. And I hear Shady's point, I hear Joy's point, but I look at it differently. I look at the exact same thing differently. To me, because there is a greater variance in college, you can impact your team more. Like, Melo never won and got close to winning in the NBA. But Melo with Warwick and McNamara, and mind you, Melo was the only person on his roster to play significantly in the NBA, as opposed to that Kansas team he played, Kirk Heinrich and Nick Collison all played for like 13-plus years. Melo, in college, you could do more. College, I think, Auburn. Cam Newton couldn't win a Super Bowl in the NFL. He got close. Couldn't do it. But in college, Cam, because there is such a variance, one superhuman can put a superhuman have a superhuman performance, which Caitlin essentially did.
Oh.
She just didn't. Like, yeah. she essentially did.
Listen to what we're doing right now. You comparing Syracuse college basketball, men's. They've been good for years. I don't know if you know, they've been good for years, okay? Who else you just say? Cam, they went to Auburn. They got good players. They got good recruits. They got some recruits that probably didn't, was great in the league, but they were good college players. I'm just piggyback what you're saying. We talking about Iowa, though, dog. If you take Andrew Reese off of
LSU,
right? They're not going to be a great, great team. Yeah. Acho, they're going to be good, bro, and they might go to the Final Four. They might do that.
I think the only thing I'm hearing, I'm not going to tell you what you're doing. Only thing I think you're hearing is like ignoring certain realities. It's hard to compare this to that. But like, I think about Auburn with Cam. They were 7-5. Auburn went to a national title in 2003. They went with Cam in like 2011. They haven't sniffed any success of any kind since.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking about Iowa. I don't know the history of Iowa women's basketball dating back to the 90s.
Take a guess.
Probably not great. Okay. I think they have a Sweet 16 appearance, et cetera. Aww. But I say this to say, like, Shady, we've seen bad programs. We've seen superhumans. Like, we've seen it before. And Caitlin is that. The only thing we're saying is she only didn't win a title. And that matters.
And all them other girls we talk about, yo, the teams that they played on, they had other people getting drafted. If they were younger, on the same grade, they were getting drafted. South Carolina, right? They got a lot of top prospects that were getting drafted, right? Obviously, top three.
Of course.
But check this out, though. Them young girls, they gonna get drafted high.
100%.
Now, we sit here and just start thinking about, well, who Iowa gonna get drafted? Who you think? Who you think gonna get drafted? Only girl who get drafted is Caitlin. That's it. Yeah. So when we talking about,
when we talking about
college ghost, though, that matters, though. It's the same. I do the same. I don't like real talk. College is so hard to like really grade because there be dudes that be super hyped up and don't be that good. We always argue about this. Mm-hmm. Like Tebow. You couldn't tell nobody Tebow wasn't good to play for Florida.
Yeah.
But if you say you weren't that good, you would look crazy. And you find out he wasn't that good.
True.
So when it looks at college, you can look at it so many different ways because if you have players that's really good around you, you look better.
Yeah.
When you're the only girl in the squad that's nice, they guard the girl from inbound to inbound, Acho. They had a timeout. I seen a girl from South Carolina on the bench with her. Like, I can't let you get hot.
That's how great she is. So all I'm saying is this, bro. When you grading these girls, look at the team and the person you play with, because that really matters.
It matters.
We're not saying she ain't great, Shady.
Come on, bro.
Everybody agrees up here that she.
I don't feel the agree. I don't feel it.
Everybody.
Joy, like, kind of
wants to, but
she's not.
Everybody say that. She's one of the greatest.
She is the greatest.
No, she's not.
She's one of the greatest college athletes of all time.
I like that,
too. She's one of the greatest college basketball players, period, of all time. She's the greatest scorer in college basketball history, men's or women's, of all time. And that is a statistic. It's not a subjective opinion. She broke a record that stood for 54
these
years.
These numbers she got, Joy.
All of that matters. I think the biggest, like,
is the
little check for you, Shady, is that none of us admitted that any of these other great, all-time great players would win a championship if they were in the same situation that Caitlin was in. Would they win a championship? Would they get them there? Of course, we don't know, and I don't like doing hypotheticals either. I don't like moving the goalposts for things that we're seeing currently either. I think she's one of the greats, but I don't know if you'd have asked me this question an hour ago. if I thought that there was one single greatest basketball player of all time. In college, it's really, really hard to do that because there is so much nuance
to it. But you do need some help to win the championship. Can we just say that part?
You do.
Everybody I know for being great needed help to win.
But this girl's team has been 30-4-4 and all that. And she's the best player, but you just acting like.
But when you watch them, right? When you watch them, see, I hate the numbers. Throw the numbers away.
No, I'm just saying.
When you watch them, what are they like to you?
She's the best player on the team. That's what
team, when you watch the team play, what they like to you? God dang.
Like a really good basketball team. They in the national championship back-to-back years.
Well, they look great.
I'm not saying they got the talent of South Carolina, but they are a good basketball team, bro.
So if you had to grade the talents before we leave,
I agree.
South Carolina will be an 8 talent, right? Size, jig a jump.
Eight talent, yeah.
And then what would Iowa be? This for the world to know. How you see it? A B?
I'll give them a B.
B minus now.
Like, come on.
K Martin tried to do her thing too, though. Gabby Marshall playing hard.
I think to be the greatest.
they play so hard.
I think to be the greatest period of all time, you have to have a championship, particularly if you had the opportunity to play for 1-2 years in a row. But that doesn't negate anything. Yeah, that you
drop Caitlin in any city, any area, any ghetto, any hood, any suburbs, she going to be the same.
She like that.
From where I come from, a girl do stuff like that, or even, a white kid do that, you like, yo. Yep. I respect it.
Yep. And back in the day, if you drop them other girls in there, they'd get some buckets too. That's all I'm saying. And
I would say yes.
Gotta go to break.
When we return, speaking of greats, Micah Parsons, a superstar in the National Football League. But there is chaos, family. Apparently, his antics have worn thin by some people in the Cowboys organization. Remember, Micah Parsons is likely to be the highest paid defensive player in the history of the National Football League. So what in the world does this report mean for his money? That's next on Speak. Don't forget, check us out every day. Fox Sports Channel, Sirius XM. Micah Parsons, one of the best defensive players in football, expected to be the highest paid defensive player when it's time for him to get paid. But a report says people with the Dallas Cowboys have said his antics have, quote, worn thin within the organization. Shady, you know about getting paid. You know about being from Harrisburg. You know Micah Parsons before he got to the National Football League. What in the world does this report mean? Is it something? Is it nothing? Because he got a huge payday lead.
Hey, look, man. Sometimes people just don't like Harrisburg people. They just don't like us. I don't know what it is.
Why.
We might rub them the wrong way.
No,
people were sensitive. People were soft. You say something bad about them, they don't like it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I will say with Michael Parsons. This means nothing. You know why? What they going to do? Trade him? Get rid of him? He's your best player since he's been drafted.
Yeah.
Rookie, Micah. This year, Mike, he's the best player. So there's nothing that you can do about it.
Yeah.
And Jerry Jones is smart, right? He don't want to pay Dak Prescott. He had a lot of players to pay. Yeah. You know who's the biggest check out all them dudes? I won't even say the biggest. Let's not even, because I don't know how it's going to work. But who's guaranteed with that money that we know, that we put in the box for him, is Michael Parsons. He changes the game. Any team would love to have whatever he got going on in Dallas. Whatever he's doing in the locker room, they would love to have that because he's that good. And I'm going to waste no more time on this. He's a great player. The Cowboys need him. He's number one jersey sale in the NFL as a DN, right? He's the number one. I can't even play around with this. The Cowboys, if they want to win, let me check that. If they want to get somewhere that they haven't been in a long, long time, the next 30 years, keep Michael Parsons paying and quit all the chatty patty stuff, man.
The chatty patty. George Taylor, something or nothing?
Nothing. This type of stuff only applies to people that aren't superstars, and Micah is. What are you going to do? Mm. Well, first of all, who's mad about it?
Let's say everybody's mad about it.
You know what? Perfect.
Yeah, let's say Jerry mad.
Let's say everyone's mad about it. Let's say everyone's mad about it.
Yep.
What are you going to do about it?
Nothing. Sit back.
Let me be the one to let you know. Nothing. You're not going to do anything about it. Nothing. You need talent to win. And Micah has been, we've had conversations if he's going to be as good or better than Lawrence Taylor.
LT.
Yeah, that's a conversation.
LT got a whole other position paid because of how good he was. What are we talking about? Also, what does Micah do? Is Micah getting, did I miss some headline? did I miss it? Because there'd be a lot happening, okay? A lot happens, so sometimes I miss stuff. I try to stay on top of it. Is Micah doing something? Did he do something outside of
the Cowboys facility that I missed? I'm being serious.
He ain't bringing laws. He ain't the law ain't called.
So what's he do? He does a podcast?
Yep.
What? Welcome to 2024. What else? What else is there?
That's it.
I don't care if he gets on your nerves. You know what gets on my nerves more than personalities? Losing.
Say it again. What?
Losing.
Yeah. I don't even know what this was. This is even a conversation. He's worn thin. Yeah. Worn thin what?
Yeah.
Why are you? Micah is the least of your concerns. Why? You know what else bothers me? When organizations like the Cowboys, who haven't been to an NFC Championship game in 30 years, complaining about somebody who is the least of your concern. Worry about the stuff. Worry about stuff that matters, please.
Yeah.
Please. You know, if you're confused as to why the Cowboys don't get over that hump, it's stuff like this. Who cares about if Micah is irritating somebody? Please, please irritate me so that I can get over the hump in my career and achieve something that hasn't been done in 30 years. Please, please get on my nerves. It's called therapy. Get you some hot tea, all right? They have lots of options for this. Go to a spa. I don't know. Figure it out. But I hate these kind of conversations, especially when it's not anything real. There are players that can really be an actual headache to your organization, can be a deterrence to the locker room. People don't get along with them. They're toxic. They're getting in trouble off the field. All kinds of stuff. What does Micah do? He has a podcast?
It's crazy,
fishbowl,
though.
Joy. My counselor says, you know, fish bowls make me calm.
There you go.
So, fish bowls?
Yeah, so we get the fish.
Get a couple of them.
Make sure you go.
It's crazy because a couple things here. Number one, it's the off season, and I could tell the off season getting to our dog Acho over there too because he put this in here. This is nothing. This is nothing.
You heard the mother did. You're too far. Yo, you heard your boy did. What are you doing? Oh, you gonna send a show?
This is nothing right here, man. Like you said, Shady, this is the best player on your football team. And to be honest, he a great teammate.
Yeah.
He come out, he ride for Dak Prescott, he ride for everybody on his team, on his podcast. Like, he's a great teammate. And not only that, we're talking about the Dallas Cowboys. So we're talking about the Michael Irvins,
true,
the Deion Sanders, the TOs. So if Jerry, like, I done dealt with that and I got to deal with Micah's heaven sent. I done deal with all these people and all these attitudes and all that. Micah's heaven sent. So this right here, this means nothing. This is somebody that's offseason. They want to give us something.
Real quick, the LT. I had an autograph signer probably like maybe 4 months ago. And I seen him. I said, hey, LT, what's up? I said, what's up, Shady? What's going on? I said, hey, you know I'm from Harrisburg. You know what that mean? What that mean to me, right? He must say, no, them Parsons from Harrisburg. I said, Michael Parsons from Harrisburg, man. And they saying he as good as you, but he might surpass you. You know what he told me?
What he said?
He said, but you tell him to keep this damn name out his mouth, right? He said, and you tell him to play the run. I said, I will let him know the message. They started getting a little loud again on me. I'm like, it's LT.
LT start getting a little serious.
Hold up, bro. I don't play defense. That's my man.
I will let him know the message. Well, speaking of attitudes, how about the words about Aaron Rodgers? The former teammate, what he said on Aaron Rodgers will shock you. I got to hear true or false from James Jones on the other side of this commercial break. But is Rodgers actually what people say he is? A diva. That's next on the
Beat. James.
What's up, family? Had to bring my dog James Jones up to the big board for this one. James, former teammate of Aaron Rodgers. So I am most interested to hear what you have to say about what I'm going to say. Now, you know Aaron Rodgers. He has a wild persona, if you will. Some people say that he's a diva, but his former teammate, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, he actually refuted that claim. Let's take a listen.
Man, he's one of the greatest teammates you'll ever find. He cares more about his teammates than about the game of football. You know, I think that's something that people don't really understand because they get this perception of him that he's, you know, this diva or that he's all about himself, and that's the furthest thing from the truth.
He gets this perception that he's a diva or all about himself. That's the furthest thing from the truth. You know Aaron Rodgers. You were there when he was drafted. So you, better than anybody on national television, can answer this question. Yeah. Turn y'all's volumes up. Relax into your chair for this one. What do you make of MVS pushing back on the Rodgers diva statements?
You know, it's crazy that MVS got to be the one to say something and, you know, get a little attention and all that. Because I've been saying the same thing since I played with Aaron. I played with Aaron when Aaron was nothing, when he was a backup to Aaron Rodgers, where nobody had, I mean, when it was backup to Favre, where nobody had his jersey.
And I was rocking with Aaron Rodgers. I knew the type of teammate Aaron Rodgers was. Then when he got these MVPs after MVPs after MVPs, 12 was the same dude. This is the same dude that comes to my little son's Pop Warner football games and stands on the sideline and watches these dudes and coaches these dudes. This is the same dude that is the godparents to Randall Cobb's kids. Like, that don't just happen because you're not a solid dude. Aaron Rodgers, I've been saying this for years, he cares about what his teammates think. Even playing with them, being in the huddle. If he didn't throw you the ball, he felt some type of way about it. He wanted to get everybody involved in the football game. Obviously, we know certain people are going to have more catches than others, but that was always on his mind. Being a good teammate, he was always really good in the locker room. This is 12, man.
But here's the thing, James Jones. Your experience is your expertise, yep. But it is not necessarily the expertise because we've had former teammates,
yeah.
DeMichael Finley, mm-hmm. Greg Jennings, yeah. Who did recant his statement.
Yep,
but
yep.
We've had former teammates go out and chastise Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers may have been kind to you when y'all were both young,
yeah.
But Aaron Rodgers' final year in Green Bay, he was calling out the rookie wide receivers, mm-hmm. Who turned out to be ballers.
Yeah, yeah.
Romeo Dobbs out here balling now. Christian Watson doing okay. So is your experience the truest experience?
Well, you know, I was a young receiver with Aaron Rodgers too, right, when Aaron Rodgers first started. You know what he did to me? Yelled at me. Right? We praise a lot of these other quarterbacks for yelling at people, throwing tablets and all that. We call them competitors.
Mm.
But we call Aaron Rodgers a diva. Why? I don't know. I don't know why they gave him that. But at the same time, he's done a lot of stuff that a lot of these other great quarterbacks have done. Getting on receivers, as you should. We trying to win, Acho?
Yes, sir.
Do
yes,
your
sir.
Job, yes, Acho. Yes, don't nobody care about no feelings or none of that type stuff. Make the dang tackle, bro. You going to get mad at me? Get mad at me. Tackle him down. So at the end of the day, that's Aaron Rodgers. He is going to demand the best out you. It might come off the wrong way. Who cares? We're trying to win. You ain't got no time to be sensitive. There's so many other quarterbacks that do that. Aaron Rodgers is a solid dude, one of the best teammates that I've ever played with. I will not get into the other people that called him out because those is my brothers too. Mm-hmm. They can iron that over text messages and phone calls and all that. But I will say that Aaron Rodgers is a stand-up guy.
Let's head to the desk because though you say he's a stand-up guy, not everybody stands up for Aaron Rodgers. Joy, you've been following Aaron Rodgers' career for a long, long time. What do you make of the remarks? Is Aaron Rodgers a diva or do you agree with MDS?
I mean, of course he's a diva, but that doesn't mean he's a bad teammate. That doesn't mean that James's experience with him is wrong. I don't know Aaron Rodgers. I know what he did publicly, mm-hmm. loudly, with his own words and mouth and interviews and what happened with the organization and the list of players. Well, the people that they actually hired that no one else would have been signing and the connections that they had to Aaron and everything that fell, we did cover everything that just fell apart in Green Bay. It was very public. There's a lot that's gone on with Aaron Rodgers, particularly over the last couple of years. I think diva is an appropriate tagline. But that being said,
yeah.
I don't care at all about being a diva, at all. We just talked about Micah Parsons. I don't care about that at all. If you are a great player, you do tend to be a diva. If you are one of the top talent in the world, you tend to be kind of difficult because you want things a certain way because that's what you feel makes you better. And at the end of the day, unless you also have a resume as long as mine, who are you to tell me that I'm wrong? Now, sometimes that ends up being right and working out very well. Sometimes it fails miserably because you can't be great at everything. Maybe you are a great player. You're not necessarily a great GM. But that's how that works. So I definitely think he's a diva, but I also don't care if he's a diva. I think when you reach a certain status, people tend to want to flex the leverage that they have. That's what you work so hard and have accomplishments to do, to have leverage, to have say. And you can make things very easy on people sometimes, and that's your prerogative. Or you can make it hard. I don't really care. At the end of the day, though, if you're going to do that, I think the results should then line up with it. Because you're changing the expectations when you do that. I don't have a problem with it, but we don't have enough time in the segment literally to get into all the things that have happened over the past couple years.
You know what? I really hate these type of questions because we talk about the number of receivers and all that type of stuff, and when you're a star in the NFL, especially the main ones, like, everybody has a diva.
Yeah.
That's just what it is. Now, some are more harder to get along with than others, but they still have it in them. And I don't care if A-Rod's a diva or not. I could care less. I want to see him have some success in the postseason because we don't see it. It's been years and years ago since he has. So if he is like that, I don't care. But I will say this about A-Rod. It's interesting. Out of all the GOAT quarterbacks, and I would say he's a GOAT quarterback. He's probably one of the most talented guys. You don't hear a lot of his players that played with him
talk very highly about him. If I sit here and just ask you about Peyton Manning, I can show you a lot of people talking great about him. Mm. If I sit here and just talk about Tom Brady, I can show you a lot of players played with for years or played with for a year, talk great about him. Patrick Mahomes, I mean, right? Dan Marino. Mm-hmm. People talk good about Dan Marino. A-Rod, you don't ask many people talk great about him.
So you ain't been listening to me this whole time I've been up here.
No, you do. You do, but not a lot of them. Like, some of his main targeted guys, Greg Jennings. You don't see a lot of great things about him. Driver.
D-Drive.
He had a lot of success with him. He don't say a lot of great things about him. I'll just leave it like this to be safe for A-Rod.
Yeah.
It don't matter if your main wide receivers talk good about you, or if your main running backs talk about you, or your coach, your coaches talk great about you. If they don't do that, you're a great player, bro, and all you need to do is just win games. That's the only thing that matters.
Let me button all this
time
up.
Time for break.
Let me button all this up, because all those dudes you named, I was in the locker room with them.
Yes, you were.
And I seen the relationships that he had with Greg Jennings. And I seen the relationships that he had with Donald Driver.
Yes, you did.
I seen the relationship that he had with Jermichael Finley.
You were present.
The ones that came out and said something.
You were there.
I know all the ins and outs of the relationship. All I'm going to say is Aaron Rodgers is a solid cat. That's all I'm going to say.
And thank you, brother. I said this.
That's
the same
I'm
guys you watched. I watched different interviews on them.
I'm just saying, I was there, Shady.
I know, and I was there, Shady.
You were in Philly, Shady.
And I was there, and I watched interviews, James.
It's different than being in Greg Jennings is 85 and you 89 and your locker's right next to each other, D-Dry right on this side of you. I was there. I know all the ins and outs. All I'm going to say is Aaron Rodgers is a solid dude. We got to go to break.
Why didn't they say them things about it? That is a very interesting question.
We will get the answer to that over the course of this offseason. But got the answer to this. 24 million, family. That was the peak of how many people watched yesterday's game yesterday. 18.7, it averaged out as the highest watched women's game since 1992. Let's talk about that and also Caitlin Clark's legacy. Is it still secure after catching a loss? Bye. 18.7 million. Fire emoji. That's what Caitlin Clark literally just tweeted. 18.7 million. That's representative of how many people watched on average yesterday's women's national championship final. Absolutely astonishing. Most watched sporting event, excluding football and the Olympics, since 2019.
She ate the goat.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
Well, that's a great way to talk about her legacy, because what Caitlin Clark had to say about her college career coming to an end is, quote, "There's not a regret in my mind of how things went. I'll be able to sleep every night, even though I never won a national championship."
Tell him, girl.
She'll be able to sleep every night. Well, I would hope that she would be able to sleep every night. Anyway, Shady, let's talk about her legacy, because I don't think her legacy was hurt by losing to South Carolina, but she didn't gain that last final chip, that last final stone, that last final beating of Bowser, if you will. Because what's fascinating, last year she lost to LSU, this year she beat LSU. Mm-hmm. Last year she beat South Carolina, this year she lost to South Carolina. It would have been the miraculous dream last year, last game of her college career, to end Dawn Staley and South Carolina's perfect season in her final game. She had an 18-point first quarter. It appeared we were on track to witnessing the utopian basketball performance of Caitlin Clark. It came to an end with an L. But speaking of that word L, let's talk legacy.
Okay.
Mm. Was it impacted at all?
Mm. Absolutely not. How? You see what she tweeted, right?
18.7.
You do what you want when you popping. And she basically, y'all know, look, I don't care about no legacy. Y'all know who I am. Y'all know what I did. Yeah. I mean, South Carolina's a really, really good team. One of my favorite coaches over there is Coach Staley. But 18.7, is that what it was?
18.7.
Why are they watching this game?
Caitlin.
Who?
Caitlin.
If it's 18, let's say LSU was playing South Carolina, right? You, 10 million?
Yeah. 10, 11.
They did 8 earlier?
No, they only did 1 earlier. Only did 1.5 earlier.
Oh, let's just say 5. I'm going to watch them, right? Uh-huh. Even then, and then the hype from that 5, Angel Reese is going to bring. Mm-hmm. Why don't she get all this hype?
I see what you're going
for. It ain't because she be just straight dominating on the court like that.
She's a good basketball player.
She's good, but she ain't special like Caitlin.
it's because of Caitlin Clark. She owes her some money from the NIL.
She owes her some money.
I'll say that, and I'll leave it short.
You said she owes her some money.
Your legacy can't be affected when, A, you're the best player in the game right now. Mm-hmm. Your career has been litty since day one, since a rookie, right? And then you went to the University of Iowa, and you took Iowa.
Where'd she go?
Yo, I'm not even laughing. You took Iowa players to the finals back-to-back games, and you play in a championship. You played against a team that hasn't lost in, what, 3 years or something like that? Yeah. South Carolina?
Three losses in three games.
Yeah. Okay. And then you play LSU. Come on. So I'll just say this, Caitlin. Being the only All-American on your team, I know it's hard to play against all the other superstars you played against with LSU and South Carolina. You find a way to take your
How
team.
How do you know, Shady?
I did my research.
But were you an All-American? You say I know it's hard. Like, you got experience.
Oh, I was All-American. I mean, since I was, like, a kid. So, yeah, you can check that out. I know how hard it is to play for a bad team, yeah. Right, and take them all the way. You know the same, James. Mm.
Stop bringing my school.
Last team before we move on. James, what school you went to?
San Jose State.
And who's the best team you played in college?
Oh, we played Ohio State, Florida.
Okay. Yeah. Just give me one of them scores. I know it's bad.
We played Ohio State. We got beat down, Shady. 47.
You see what I'm saying? Now, look, the whole time he was dominating an open wide receiver, but they can't get the ball off because defense is bad.
No,
you get what I'm saying? This girl was special, bro. Give her this credit. She didn't go to UConn with other girls. Mm-hmm. She went to Iowa and took them girls to the finals.
Twice. Andy, fact check, please. Was LeSean McCoy an All-American at Pitt? Okay, not in high school. Was he an All-American at Pitt? Joy Taylor, how much does the loss impact Caitlin Clark's legacy?
You
know, that is easy.
What are you talking about?
Hey, Andy, take your time, Andy. This is...
You know he knows. A win would have helped it tremendously, but I don't think that the loss changed anything at all. Yeah. I don't think it dinged her legacy in any capacity. She's one of the most influential players that we've ever seen in the sport, period. She's the greatest scorer, men's or women's, which is like a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
In basketball. She's lost 30 games in her career. She's 109-30. Mm. Back-to-back Naismith Player of the Year, back-to-back AP Player of the Year, most career points.
Come on, look at this.
She has two of the seven 1,000-point seasons in D1 women's history, most career points in a game, most three-pointers in a season, most three-pointers per game in a season, go on and on and on. She has NCAA tournament
records.
She
sound like MJ and Curry mixed together.
Yeah, just no chip.
And you know what? She's just starting. Because now her college career is over, and now she's going to the WNBA where she is going to have the opportunity to transform that game as well.
And she will have some help.
And she will have some help this time. She's going to have some help from one of the players who played for Dawn Staley last year.
Thank God.
Look, excited about that. She got to watch her team win, and she got to see her former teammate because she's going to go number one overall to that team and play together. So it's just starting for her, which is really, really exciting. And because of the way that she plays, I think that she is going to have a really lasting influence on the game. Like Shady said, the way that we have discussed and argued and the GOAT conversation and how well she'd have played on this team or that team, the numbers, that's not deniable. So for all the conversations that we used to have about women's basketball, you can't have them anymore.
Who should they thank for that?
She should thank Caitlin Clark, but you can't have them anymore. And that is really what her legacy is. To be able to snatch hater out of someone's mouth, let me get that for you with these numbers that you cannot deny that are better than the men's numbers. And then I beat the men's record and the women's record. That, to me, is a legacy that she should feel great about. And that's why she's tweeting those emojis. And she should feel excellent about what she's accomplished in the sport as a whole. Because, I mean, we all know it. That is let me get that little thing right out your mouth right there.
Best feeling in the world right there.
Man, ain't nothing like it.
Shady, did you bet on the game?
Yes, I did.
Who you take?
South Carolina.
Exactly, because we all knew she was outnumbered. So what I'm saying is...
I don't know where you're going.
Thank
you.
Her legacy can't take no hit.
Oh, okay.
Right? Now, she's still not the GOAT, but her legacy can't take no hit. We all knew she was outnumbered. For her to get that done, it was going to take 45, 50 from her. Right? South Carolina was not about to let her score 45, 50 points. South Carolina had the much better team. So when you talk about legacy, if she would have lost to a team to where you picked Iowa and Iowa was supposed to win that game, then that's different. But what she has done for college basketball, and Joy just read over the numbers, and that's without even
the 18.7. That's just the numbers that.
Question
that,
though, that James, because it was interesting. Like, as Joy was reading all those numbers, I was like, that's crazy.
It is.
But then I was also like, I heard Caitlin broke 45 records in college, 45, between Big Ten, between tournament records, and between school records. We're not going to talk about the 45. We're going to talk about her having the most points ever, mm-hmm. and we're going to talk about the rings. Like, that's really what we're going to. We don't talk about all the other stuff. Like, we're going to talk about the best scorer, maybe. You know what I mean? Because some people's. Well, LeBron has the most points ever, but people don't say he's the best scorer ever. So just because you got the most points after.
No, no, but I mean, like, you have the best. You have the record, men's and women's.
Correct. I'm just saying you have. You have the. You can have the points record because people still say LeBron's not the greatest scorer ever just because he got the points record.
That makes sense, though. That makes sense.
Like, I've had to hear the argument. So I'm like, dang, does it matter that she didn't get a ring to you? Like, you don't, because that's going to be the talk. It's going to be, yo, but she changed the game. Yeah, but she didn't get a ring. Yo, but she's the scorer ever. Yeah, but she didn't get a ring. Yeah. Like, does it?
Well, it doesn't matter for Caitlin Clark, but it matters for us up here debating. Because if she didn't get a ring, I'm not putting her in the GOAT conversation. But as for her, she accomplished everything she possibly could accomplish at where?
Iowa. She's not, wait. Did you say that? I didn't know. You said she's not in a GOAT competition at all?
No. She's one of the greatest basketball players ever. She's not the GOAT.
Oh, okay.
She's one of the greatest women's basketball players of all time. But if you would have said Caitlin Clark was going to accomplish all this when she came to Iowa with no chips, we all would still be sitting here saying she's one of the greatest basketball players ever. So a chip is not changed. That's why I say it's not changing her legacy to me, right? Now, when we change the conversation and try to do the GOAT conversation, then that's when the championships come in. But when you talk about one of the greatest basketball players to ever do it with the numbers to back it up and how she changed around a program.
With no help.
Not even just a program, how she changed around
Gabby
the whole
be trying hard.
Women's college sports. That's big time.
Well, also, now that she is going to join the league, we all think she's going to have a tremendous career in the WNBA. If she's raking them in, and the pros, when we're talking about the totality of her influence, it's going to become an irrelevant conversation. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of all-time great players that did not have championships
like
in
Kevin
college.
Durant, like Steph Curry.
We don't even pay attention to that part. But that's why I say that she's just getting started. Mm-hmm. But what she's done from an influential level, from a snatch that little thing out your mouth real quick, let me put this $18.7 million on there for you to chew on. It's not going to taste as good as the hate that you were projecting before. Right. That ability to do that, to transform the game, and, of course, because we've seen what she's done, that influences the game for generations. Because now there are young women that can see what they can achieve and that the pathway has already been laid there. And as we all know, when the numbers start coming in, that's when the money starts coming in because the eyeballs are there. And then that leads to better programs and more resources and better coaching and everything else. So she's laid the groundwork for a full transformation of the sport, which is why after Dawn Staley was finished talking about how amazing her team was, she mentioned Caitlin Clark's name and thanked her for what she's done for the sport because, listen, Caitlin didn't ask for this. She went and took it.
Yep.
And that's what her legacy really is.
What do you guys think the boys going to do tonight? Yes.
Yo, we still on Caitlin. I ain't about to disrespect her.
15.6.
15.6 for the boys?
I'm waiting for that. I ain't worried about that, man. It's her time. That's how you know you're the GOAT. Nobody ever just sat in the barbershop talked about women's basketball. Ever. Ever. Now you got all type of Hall of Famers and talking about it.
15.6.
Come on, man. This girl's the GOAT.
15.6. What you say, Joy?
Well, we'll see.
You know, I'm talking about numbers for the boys.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't care. We talking about, it's Caitlin's time. It's Caitlin's era right now.
Yeah, I'm going 15. All right, when we return, Russell Wilson already getting praised by a Steelers teammate. Will he silence the doubters? But first, it was a wild weekend in the UFL. Find out which moments made our plays of the weekend. Next on Speed. Russell Wilson, he is with the Steelers after a moderately successful time in Denver. You see him and Mike Tomlin, head coach right there, chopping it up. Well, the question now becomes, can Russ turn things around? He's getting praise from his teammate Pat Freiermuth, who said, quote, "You can tell the drive and determination that he has to win and come to Pittsburgh and win some playoff games for us," close quote. Joy, can Russell Wilson silence his doubters in Pittsburgh?
Oh, I hope so. I'm so excited for this. Like, there's a lot of things that are happening this offseason and have happened this offseason that make me excited for the football season, and this is one of them because, man, seeing Mike Tomlin with, like, a real quarterback again is really exciting.
He's got a chance.
He's got a chance. I think he has to win a playoff game, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course.
Right? Like, that's not an easy thing. We were saying that, like, oh, like, he's got to win a playoff game. Like, that's not an easy thing to do. It's hard enough to make the playoffs in the AFC, but the reason I think he's got to win one is because Mike Tomlin was doing that without a Super Bowl winning, then going back to another Super Bowl franchise quarterback. He was doing that with whatever, making it to the playoffs. That's not good enough. So I think for the turnaround to really happen with Russ, I feel like either he would have to play so spectacular and for whatever reason they just missed the cut, or they have, God forbid, injuries, or some other kind of factor that did not involve his play.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have to win a playoff game. For us to really, like, put everything to rest about where he is in his career, what he's going to do in his next step, whether it be with the Steelers or if he moves on and gets another contract somewhere else, that's what I feel like will have to happen, because the Steelers have so much already. They have the coach. They have the defense. They have skill positions. They have things in place, and they are making it to the playoffs without him. So I hate to set the bar so high.
That's high?
I think that is high. For your first...
Playoff win?
For a playoff win and for your first... No, that's not.
I can't.
In the AFC, like, there's teams that are good teams that aren't going to make the playoffs this year.
I think to silence the doubt, Russ got to be the reason his team wins. Because, Joy, you already hit the nail on the head. The Steelers were in the playoffs this last year. You know, now you lost to the Bills. You got beat down by the Bills. But, like, say they go to the playoffs and they win. That was what you were supposed to do. Because in my mind, why do we doubt Russ? We say that Russ has never been the reason this team won. We say that Russ still isn't a great quarterback right now. So if you go and you win, like Baker Mayfield beat the Steelers in 2020, off the backs of four turnovers by the Pittsburgh Steelers. No silence, no doubt. Congrats, you won. But
you
I
got
think,
there, though, right?
Of course, but you got there without Russ. That's why
I agree
to Joy's point. You got there without
him. I don't care how they win. What do I care how they win?
Does it silence Russ's doubt? Because if you get there and you win without Russ...
How many playoff wins does Kirk Cousins have?
One.
One.
One? How many years has he been playing?
Close to 10.
One playoff win?
More than 10. He's been playing 13.
He's got $100 million.
Her been in that long?
Yeah, same year.
Winning a playoff, like, winning championships, we talk about that kind of frivolously. Still super hard to win playoff
games. Winning a playoff game is like...
And it's your first year there?
What about this, though? What the Steelers look like the last couple of years? Let's talk about that.
Okay.
They ain't been a good team. They just find ways to keep it close, right? And if you go to the playoffs convincingly, right, and they win.
That's the word.
Like, come on, bro. He gets some type of credit for that because they haven't been doing that.
Right.
They've been like this, trying to make it. Need this team to lose. Need that team to lose. Okay, now we got to win these two games. We got it. Like, they've been having a lot of prayers that have been answered. So now if they come in there and they battle in this division, which is the hardest division in football, you can argue.
Yeah.
And they go to the playoffs convincingly? He don't get credit for that?
But you, the word there you said is convincingly. Then I'm with you. Because convincingly is the reason.
What I'm saying, Russ is part of the team. I'm part of this team, right? Maybe I'm not throwing for 300-plus yards every game or something like that, but I'm doing decent. Same year he had last year with Denver was solid. Mm-hmm. And they had that same team with the Steelers.
Yeah.
And they convincingly win games, and they go to the playoffs. Will you be cool with that?
I'm cool with it. I don't think it would silence the doubt. I think what people would say is if they had better quarterback play, they could go the distance, James. That was awkward. All right, got to go to break. We will get the answer on the other side of the commercial break. James will chime in on this one next. James Jones, Russell Wilson has had a very tumultuous last 3 years. Yep. Can he silence his doubters and pit?
He better, because if he doesn't, he's going to be out the league, or he's going to be looking for another team to be a backup quarterback or something. So Russell Wilson has to silence
them. What would it take for him to silence him?
He has to go out there and he has to play well. We all set it up here. He has to be the reason. The Pittsburgh Steelers were in the playoffs last year, and the reason why they got out of the playoffs because they had terrible quarterback play. They had terrible quarterback play all during the season. The defense won them a lot of games. So he has to be the reason. We need to turn on some of these games and be like, Russ led them to victory. Russ got the job done. And it has to look the right way. Russell Wilson he ain't never wowed us with his numbers. So if we expect him to come in here and he's supposed to have Josh Allen numbers or something like that, that's not happening. But he has to go out here, it has to look the right way, and Russ has to win. And he has to be the reason why the Pittsburgh
Steelers
win.
But, like, when we say the reason...
When I say the reason, I mean, like, it has to be certain games to where Russ has three touchdown passes, one rushing, no picks. Like, led the team down there.
Lamar Jackson a little bit? Like that?
It's more so, to me, it just can't be like how Baker beat the Steelers.
Hold on, let's ask him, because he...
What do you mean by that? Like Lamar Jackson.
I'm saying, like, Lamar don't always wow you with numbers, right? Yeah, they win game. The defense plays phenomenal, right? He might have a game like 170 yards.
But he got two touchdowns rushing and all.
But I'm like, in the playoffs, it's not a ton of games, and Lamar was the reason his team won, though.
That's what I'm trying to be crazy.
Lamar don't got a lot of playoff wins, so we can't even talk about that.
But what I'm saying is, why does it matter how they win?
Because that's the doubt.
Because they was winning with...
Not in the postseason. If he plays just how he played last year, like not even better.
So if he play like Baker, you excited?
Baker just got paid.
No, but I'm saying, because I know you're not a big fan of Baker, so I'm just saying, if he plays like Baker, are you excited?
What I'm asking is, like, sometimes we parade a player on his either his stats or him just winning, right? Mm-hmm. I can name dudes like Jimmy G was awful. I always thought he was awful. Yeah. People didn't think so. He's winning. So you really see him play. So my thing is, if Russ goes in there and wins games for the Steelers and they advance, and he doesn't wow you with numbers.
Yeah. So that's all I'm saying.
But the doubters, like, we winning.
I know, but not because of you.
That's the problem.
That's all I'm saying.
There's a lot of doubters like that.
So you were a doubter of Baker. Did he silence you?
I never thought Baker was good. Everybody's good in college. He got a high. Think about this, though. Baker Mayfield got a Heisman, though. You see what I'm saying? RG3 got a Heisman. I don't look at college.
They were great in college. It's a different conversation. They were great. Not just good. They were great.
It was not great.
Like elite.
There was not elite. College is easy. Everybody's good.
Was Tom Brady good in college?
He was solid. He was great in NFL. Was Tim Tebow great in college?
Elite. He wasn't great. He was elite in college.
He was weak.
I'm not sure what we're talking about. No, when we return, the incredible ratings from women's 24 million viewers it peaked at. What does that mean for the future? That's next on Speak.
Oh, man.
24 million?
That's crazy. 18.7 million, Caitlin Clark tweeted. That is how many people watched the game yesterday.
18.7.
The GOAT.
One of the greatest.
Tonight they're going to get that.
College basketball.
All these great girls y'all been watching, all these years y'all talking about. It ain't never been nothing like this. Probably not even half of this. Would you agree? Aya Morris, Brianna Stewart. Hey, Caitlin.
Parker.
Caitlin, man, y'all disrespectful.
Nah.
I would better have 14 statues with her everywhere.
Hey, that's it for us, 14. Thanks, everybody.